Somi, and you're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM, hands-on creative community radio for Greene and Columbia County.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Accra, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. Today, we are going to hear from Patrick W. Berry, an associate professor of writing and rhetoric at Syracuse University, about his prison program for writing. We'll also hear about Republican Elise Stefanik's transformation from a moderate to an ultra-conservative. We'll hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather, the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all starts after Jason Martin finishes this song on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
This is the network, network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network, network.
This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Brian Hubert reports in the Daily Freeman that on January 2nd, New York got its first elected female governor, and Ulster County got its first elected female county executive. Jen Metzger was sworn in as Ulster County's first elected female executive in front of a packed house at the Rosendale Theater on January 2nd. Quote, "We face some very daunting challenges, a climate crisis, a housing affordability crisis, mental health and addiction crises, and we have way too many households that are struggling to pay the bills month to month," unquote, Metzger said. New York's Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado, who walked away from representing the area in Congress last year, noted the importance of electing all different types of people. Quote, "Our young people need to be able to look up and see people from all walks of life and see all types of people from all walks of life in positions of power," unquote, Delgado said. Quote, "If you don't, power feels foreign to you. If it doesn't feel relatable to you and you feel detached from it. The sad truth about it is that it is actually already in you from the very beginning, regardless of your race, your gender, or your sexual orientation," unquote. Metzger, a Democrat and former Rosendale councilperson, became the first woman elected as county executive when she defeated Republican Ulster Town Supervisor James Quigley in the election in October and November. Before that, Metzger served in the state Senate from 2019 to 2020. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that almost 2 weeks after the New York Times uncovered an extreme list of lies from Long Island Congressman-elect George Santos, Representative Elise Stefanik still has not made any comment about her new fellow Republican representative. There are now multiple investigations into the background of the newly elected congressperson and the sources of his personal wealth and campaign funds. Santos has also lied about his mother's death, claiming it had something to do with the 9/11 attack, falsely claimed that his grandparents, and I quote, "survived the Holocaust," end quote, and falsely claimed he was half black. Last May, Stefanik tweeted a photo with Santos following a campaign fundraiser. She wrote, and I quote, "Wow, great lunch event. George has my complete and total endorsement, and come November, New Yorkers will send George to Congress," end quote. Another Republican congressperson, Mark Molinaro, who was elected for the 19th congressional district, briefly commented on the issue, telling the Democrat and Chronicle that, and I quote, "This revelation from my colleague is disappointing and distracts from the important work ahead of us," end quote. You can read the full story in the Times Union.
Rick Carlin reports in the Times Union that Governor Kathy Hochul last week signed a law making carpet makers responsible to develop and enact plans for recycling their products. Carpet manufacturers will have to establish programs for the collection and recycling of discarded and unused carpeting now, instead of those products now being sent to landfills or incinerators. But the law does not kick in until January 2026. Then, carpet sales in New York will be prohibited unless the manufacturers have an approved plan for recycling or have established their own program for carpet collection, approved by the State Department of Environmental Conservation. Carpets are usually made with synthetic petroleum-based fibers such as nylon, polypropylene, and polyester. Carpeting is one of the most difficult household items to get rid of, according to the Natural Resources Defense Council. The group's lawyer, Eric Goldstein, said of the measure, quote, "This new law provides another piece of the puzzle needed to handle waste more sustainably and take a bite out of the climate crisis," unquote. New York's action will only make a small dent in the more than 3.9 million tons of carpet and rugs discarded annually in the United States, unless other states adopt similar measures. But California adopted a carpet recycling program in 2010, and New York is now the second state to mandate recycling carpet. New York will only recycle 30% of carpet in the next 5 years and 75% in 15 years. The Carpet and Rug Institute opposes mandated recycling, warning about, quote, "carpet bureaucracies," unquote, and hidden taxes on consumers. Read more about this story in the Albany Times Union.
Dean Balsamini reports in the New York Post that human composting is now legal in New York after Governor Kathy Hochul signed a bill legalizing natural organic reduction. On December 31st, Hochul signed a law making New York the sixth state in the country to allow an eco-friendly burial. Washington was the first state to legalize the practice in 2019. The composting is a 60-day chemical-free process where a person remains are put in a, and I quote, vessel, end quote, with organic materials such as straw, alfalfa, or sawdust. The box is sealed and attached to an HVAC system for the decomposition. After 30 days, the contents are screened for inorganic material and remaining bone is broken up and put back in. Families get the remains after another 30 days. The New York State Catholic Conference opposed the legislation. Dennis Post, executive director of the New York State Catholic Conference, said, and I quote, "Composting and fertilizing may be appropriate for vegetable clippings or eggshells, but not for mortal remains," end quote. And you can read more about this story in the New York Post.
Colin A. Young and Sam Drysdale report in the Berkshire Eagle that New York lawmakers may not be the only ones getting raises this year. State lawmakers in Massachusetts will receive their fourth pay raise since 2017, this one worth more than 4%. Constitutional officers in the Bay State are likely getting a 20% raise this year. The reason legislators are getting the raise is because the state constitution increases their salaries based on changes in the median household income statewide. And median household income in Massachusetts has risen 4.42% since the last adjustment to lawmaker pay. Lawmakers there will go from salaries of $70,536 to about $73,654 a year, much less than New York lawmakers, who are now getting more than any other legislators in the country at $142,000 a year after voting for their own raises just before the holiday break. The 20% increase for the governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, auditor, treasurer, and secretary of state of Massachusetts comes from a 2017 law that ties official salaries to changes in state wages over the past 8 quarters, rather than to median household income. Incoming governor-elect Mara Healey will now make $222,185 a year, $37,185 more than former Governor Charlie Baker, who got a $185,000 salary. Healy spokesperson Carissa Hand said Healy will, quote, "accept the salary that has been established by the statute," unquote. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle.
Liz Montgomery reports for Porcupine Soup that two longtime national businesses are closing local franchises this week. the Just a Buck store in Greenville, and the Pizza Hut in Catskill are shuttering. The company reported without explaining why, and I quote, "After 24 years of business in Greenville, Just a Buck has decided to close this location," end quote. The store first opened in 1998 and recently announced that prices were going up to $125. The Pizza Hut on Maple Avenue in Catskill opened in 1991. Manager Greg Smith posted on social media how he felt about the decision, and I quote, "Pizza Hut is the reason I moved to Catskill in 1994, and I believe my life to be better for it. Some of the people I met because of Pizza Hut I'm still very close with today. Today I was allowed to make the very last pizza there, and I'm very grateful," end quote. Pizza Hut's corporate office did not explain why the restaurant was closing, and Larry Fugate, who owns the franchise, could not be reached for comment. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Tuesday, showers mainly after 4 p.m. with a temperature high near 52 degrees. There will be showers on Tuesday night, mainly before midnight. It will be cloudy with a temperature low of around 48 degrees. And on Wednesday, showers mainly after 1 p.m. The temperature high will be near 56 degrees, and Wednesday night more showers with a temperature low of around 37 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Tuesday, January 3rd, tune in all sorts of creative community radio voices on 90.7 FM, including at 10 a.m., the time for Justin Maiman from Caro's Ginger Radio Hour, live from the WGXC Acra studio. Then at 11 a.m., we've got the Early Electro Mix Show with tracks this week from Jossie de Oliveira, Bernard Parmigiani, Bogus Lal Schaefer, and others. Then we have a special of Yvette Jeanine Jackson at 2 p.m., and her installation at Wave Farm is discussed in an interview and heard on the radio. Radio Art Hour at 3 p.m. features the work of Mangui Hutter and Modest Mouse. At 7 p.m., it's time for the Black Power Talk Show with Angelica Mallory Rowery as the guest this week. Music for the Masses has Blessings at 8 p.m., and then Dan Seward is live from Columbia County with the Battlefield Earth Show at 10 p.m. on 90.7 FM WGXC.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
Columbia County-based jazz drummer Bobby Previtt plays with Ray Anderson and Boar, which is Maeve Charlotte and Zoots Houston, also perform on Friday, January 20th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. WGXC will have a webcast of the entire show and will broadcast the show from 8 to 10 p.m. on 90.7 FM. Previtt is a Columbia County-based drummer and composer who has heard international praise, and Anderson has transferred Dick Griffin's multiphonic technique on the trombone to his own singing voice, enabling him to simultaneously blend several pitches to the point where he sounds like a blues-inflected Tuvan throat singer. Maeve Charlotte and Zoots Houston also perform on the show at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill on Friday, January 20th. Turn out to the Avalon Lounge or tune in a WGXC web stream and broadcast at WGXC.org.
Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We had a clear vision for the future. House Democrats fight for lower costs, better paying jobs, and safer communities. House Democrats consistently will put people over politics.
Incoming House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries explained what he believes kept Republican gains to a minimum in the 2022 midterm elections. The GOP took control of the House and Democrats expanded their control of the Senate, both by narrow margins. The economy may be the most prominent bipartisan issue, and Democrats hope to focus on climate change, abortion, and health care. Meanwhile, House Republicans plan to launch investigations into the Biden family and the administration, promised in retaliation for the January 6th committee hearings. Topics will include the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, border security, and Hunter Biden's business dealings. Another target will be Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over fentanyl and border issues. Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs explained his rationale.
I expect our party to pursue impeachment next Congress. Secretary Mayorkas has committed high crimes and misdemeanors. His conduct is not incompetent, it's not negligent, it is willful and intentional.
While some voters want Congress to probe problems along the U.S.-Mexico border and the growing abuse of fentanyl, others do not particularly care about investigating the Bidens. A Politico Morningstar poll showed only 28% of voters think Hunter Biden should be investigated or whether the House should debate impeaching President Biden. David Barker, director of the American University Center for Congressional and Presidential Studies, noted a narrowly divided Congress could potentially be seen as fertile ground for bipartisanship, but he fears the opposite will be true.
The more closely divided the Congress is in terms of there not being much of a margin of difference between the number of Democrats and the number of Republicans, that actually tends to be a recipe for more gridlock.
Philip Wallach, a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, said more robust open debate could make Congress more effective, but cautioned many recent deals have been made behind closed doors, not allowing most members of Congress to put their best foot forward.
We see more and more bills instead worked out by the leadership and then brought to votes with very little opportunity for real debate or amendment.
Finally, authorities in Brazil could revive a 2008 case of check fraud against New York Representative-elect George Santos, which had been dropped when they could not locate him. Santos is currently under investigation after a New York Times report found he fabricated numerous elements of his life and resume, which his critics say may have misled voters. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A new series of essays by the Brennan Center for Justice gives examples of how voter suppression and gerrymandering made the overturning of Roe v. Wade possible. In 2019, the U.S. Supreme Court essentially greenlighted this year's extreme gerrymandering around the country by ceding authority to state legislatures. Texas, for example, manipulated the voting districts so that Democrats would need a 56.2% majority to win, while Republicans only needed a 43% majority, locking in seats and controlling the legislature. The Brennan Center also noted that the 36 recently enacted laws eroding the freedom to vote in 18 states now makes it harder for communities of color to have a voice. By gutting the Voting Rights Act and making it more difficult to appeal discriminatory state laws, the U.S. Supreme Court has aided and abetted voter suppression. U.S. senators don't have voting districts, so how do they stay in power and not face consequences for supporting extremist Supreme Court justices and opposing democracy reforms like the Freedom to Vote Act? The answer is money. Corporate donations unleashed after the court's Citizens United and McCutcheon decisions flooded U.S. Senate campaigns and super PACs with special interest money, buying the blocking of Merrick Garland's nomination and the seating of Donald Trump's 3 nominees. Gerrymandering and unlimited campaign cash can be overcome with overwhelming turnout to primary and general elections, but that depends on you. A link to the Brennan Center's article is at our website, AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
I'm Tom Roof from Wave Farm with the Daily Radio News. Andrew Cunningham reports at Ars Technica that New York Governor Kathy Hochul did sign the Digital Fair Repair Act before the December 29th deadline, making New York the first state with a right to repair bill in the nation. The new law requires companies to provide the same diagnostic tools, repair manuals, and spare parts to the public that they make available to their own repair technicians. Hochul made a few changes, weakening the bill before signing, about, quote, technical issues that could put safety and security at risk as well as heighten the risk of injury from physical repair projects. I am pleased to have reached an agreement with the legislature to address these issues, unquote, Hochul wrote. For instance, the law will not affect any electronic device anyone currently owns. Instead, only devices manufactured and sold in New York on or after July 1, 2023, will be required to meet the law's requirements. And only the public, and not businesses or the government, will benefit from the law as, quote, business-to-business, unquote, and, quote, business-to-government, unquote, equipment that isn't sold to consumers is excluded from the law. Even with all the exceptions, consumer advocates are crowing. Quote, this is a huge victory for consumers and a major step forward for the right to repair movement, unquote, wrote iFixit CEO Kyle Wenz. Quote, New York has set a precedent for other states to follow, and I hope to see more states passing similar legislation in the near future, unquote. Still, activist Lewis Rossman explained how bad the changes to the bill are for consumers. Quote, it getting passed without being tainted or screwed with would actually be good for society, and that's not something that the New York State government is going to allow to happen, unquote, Rossman said. Read the full story at Ars Technica. Go to waveform.org for more radio news. I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Renewable Weather Report. And the renewable weather forecast for Tuesday, January 3rd, has the price of fossil fuels in Greene County at $3.39 a gallon. That's at the Stewart Shops in Cairo, the lowest price according to the Gas Buddy website. Water temperature in Albany in the Hudson River is just below 45 degrees. And on average on January 3rd over the last 10 years, it has been just above 41 degrees. So it's much warmer than usual. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts scattered showers before 11 a.m., then rain mainly after 11 a.m., with a high of 44 on Tuesday, and a southeast wind 3 to 6 miles per hour spinning local windmills. The rain continues Tuesday night, with the temperature rising to around 52 by 1 a.m., with a southwest wind around 6 miles per hour. Rain is again in the forecast on Wednesday, mainly after 1 p.m., with a high of 53 and a low around 39 Wednesday night. Thursday, there's only a 40% chance of rain, with cloudy skies, a high of 42 and a low around 32. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears. Turn out on Wednesday, January 4th to hear Sunburned Hand of the Man, Franklin's Mint, and Domestic Drafts perform at Tubby's in Kingston. Sunburned Hand of the Man is a legendary noisy jam band, and the psychedelia continues with Franklin's Mint from Phil Franklin and Garcia People's Andy Cush performing in Domestic Drafts. That's Wednesday, January 4th at 8 p.m. at Tubby's in Kingston. Find out more about this show and many others on the WGXC community calendar at wgxc.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Leah Bertucci of Ridgewood, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support. Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farms radio station WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC, radio for open ears. If you like what you're hearing, you know, WGXC has been really producing some excellent music programming, some entertaining satire, important local information. Become a sustaining supporter. Go to the website wgxc.org and click on the donate button. help keep local hands-on community radio alive.
Here's 2018 music from Hudson band Buke and Gace. This is the song No Land.
You're listening to 90.7 90.7
WGXC Acre Catskills.
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 Today.
East Durham.
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 Catskills.
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 Turn out on Wednesday, January 4th to hear Sunburned Hand of the Man, Franklin's Mint, and Domestic Drafts perform at Tubby's in Kingston. Sunburned Hand of the Man is a legendary noisy jam band, and the psychedelia continues with Franklin's Mint from Phil Franklin and Garcia People's Andy Cush performing in Domestic Drafts. That's Wednesday, January 4th at 8 p.m. at Tubby's in Kingston. Find out more about this show and many others on the WGXC community calendar at wgxc.org. From Western Massachusetts, that was Bella's Bartok, with the 2022 song Sticks and Stones on the radio at WGXC. Here is 2022 music from Lucretia Dalt. This is an album that is a soundtrack. It's called The Seed, to a movie by Lucretia Dalt. This track, Leonid's Temple, features a tape loop by Aaron Dillaway. Next, we have 2022 new music from the Sun Ra Orchestra and Marshall Allen. And this piece they call Chopin. It is a reimagining of Chopin's Prelude in A Major, Op. 28, number 7, on the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you. the Sun Ra Orchestra with some Chopin on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Here's 2022 new music from Chris Panat from Stuyvesant. He plays in the Warp and the Weft, and he also has a solo album called Go, and this is the song Earthshaker.
Stop, drop everything. A storm's about to start. Find your happy place and I'll meet you in the dark. Lock the doors behind you, unbarricade your heart. Are you ready for an earth shaker? Tumbling down the walls we made of.
That was Patrick Andy from his 2022 album Living in Mount Zion. That was Got to Give Some Help Dub on 90.7 FM.
Water dripping from the pipes down in the basement. Bare feet on a concrete floor. Notches on the wall of my solitary cell. Sweat dripping out of every pore. It feels like it takes forever. It's maybe 5 minutes on screen. But the horns will swell and the strings will sound. When that flipped quarter hits the ground. I'm doing this for revenge. Wet blood when the sun comes through. Thick mist on the pond before the temple. Headed down for the final rendezvous. Everybody ready for justice. Just another mile to go. But the strings will keen and the horns will cry. When it's just me against the sky.